talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today. The Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's Exchange Club here on this Getaway Friday. Friday, September the 8th, 2023. 18 and a half minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Pastor Craig, Matt Morgan, and Sean Kraft momentarily. He had to step out for a second, but we've got a top 10 list this hour that's going to be great. Popcorn Festival oriented. Top 10 reasons to go to the Marion Popcorn Festival. And then we've also got the big Friday night show tonight from 8:15 to 10 p.m. Carrington Nelson, Sean Kraft, and Matt Morgan. And tonight will be during the Colin Ray concert at the main stage tonight, which I believe kicks off at 8:30, so this can kind of be a pre-show to that. Now, we've got all kinds of stuff here to cover, but the first story we're going to go into, so we get these videos in. Well, let's give the Colin Ray one last plug. We'll do that right off the top of the bat so we don't forget that. And then we will also go to the TikTok woman's video and talk about that. And then we're going to cover the Mitch McConnell thing. And then we're going to do a top 10 list. So we're going to get it all in here in a short amount of time. Here's Colin Ray. Maybe. Boy, that was terrible. Oh, I know what that... I hit the wrong thing. Can you imagine I hit the wrong button?
When I saw you buying Cosmo in a Hot Rod magazine, I said to myself, now there's a girl for me. And when I asked you to go for a ride, you stole my heart when you said, if I can drive. I said, how about some music? You said, you got any Merle? That's when I knew. James Dean. And when we went to dinner, you wore blue jeans with your pearls. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl.
Now, there are three things there I'd like to point out why that song is great. Number one, when the girl drives, it's tremendous. Number two, blue jeans with pearls. It's a good look. Very casual, but yet dressy. And number three, mentioning William Faulkner in any song is great. What do you think? Tonight at the main stage at the Popcorn Festival.
I think it's good.
And anybody down there, feel free to call in, because we'll be on the air during that time, and let us know how that jam session's going on.
I think it's... I'm telling you, people go nuts with this guy.
Well, he's got a lot of number one hits. He wasn't just a flash in the pan guy. He has many, many number one hits. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That was him.
Oh, that was him?
That was him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he had all those hits.
Okay.
He's going to be big tonight down there.
Well, I couldn't name a single Colin Ray song, so...
Well, are you a fan of country music?
No.
Well, there you go.
It seems like he's one of those artists that I couldn't tell you that I knew until I listened to a few of his songs, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I know this.
Well, I mean, on Weekend Update when... I forget who the Weekend Update anchor was, but he always used to sign off with, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. Well, that came from that song. So he did have some big, big things in his day. And every song he plays, he could probably do a full show with top 10 hits. I mean, that's how good he was in his day, in about 20-year period. You know, it's not like Eddie Rabbit. Once you get I Love a Rainy Night, that's it. The rest of it's all obscure. We have more than one.
One hit wonder.
One hit wonders. They never play well because all the other stuff, you just wait for that one song.
That's right.
And when that 3-minute period's over, the whole thing just stinks. But on another note, a woman took to TikTok this week, and it's only 2 minutes. We're going to play it for you here because it's on TikTok, so we can do that. The woman got death threats for saying this. Get ready. This woman on TikTok.
10:45 a.m. on a Saturday. I'm 29 and single, and I don't have kids yet. Here's what your Saturday morning looks like when you're single at 29 and you don't have a kid running around the house. I didn't rise from my bed until 10:15. Every time I thought, I should probably get up and do something, I thought, why? Nobody's making me. I'm not missing out on anything. I went to Beyonce last night, and I didn't get home until 1 a.m. And I danced and drank my little heart out, and I didn't pay a babysitter to watch my kids as I did that. And I woke up a tad hungover this morning, which is probably why I was in bed for so long. And I was just scrolling on my phone and I saw a picture of shakshuka and I thought, you know what sounds really good? Maybe I'm going to learn how to make shakshuka today. Because I have no plans and I don't have kids and I don't have a husband and I don't have errands to run. I can go to the grocery store and learn how to make shakshuka. So that's on my agenda today. Also on my agenda, probably a rewatch of some Real Housewives of New York. I'm also doing a rewatch of Normal People on Hulu, which is really spicy and I highly recommend. Weirdly, I'm into this documentary on Netflix about blue zone countries. So I've got a pretty stacked day. Anyway, I say all this to say, whenever I'm hard on myself about why I'm not married and I don't have kids and I should be further along at 29, almost 30, I wouldn't want to do anything else this Saturday. And I know that you can do all these things when you have kids and you're married, and I understand, but the effortlessness and ease of my life, just kind of focusing on myself and the shakshuka I want to make or the Beyonce concert I want to go to, really pays off when I'm hard on myself for not being where society tells me I should be in life.
I could marry this girl. I mean, honest to goodness, she's great.
Between her and Ashley Williams.
What? Hey, listen, this woman got death threats. I mean, I don't care if you like or dislike what she said. Death threats for that? What?
I think people have too much time on their hands to call her doing death threats.
Well, what do you interpret that she said there that was even near a death threat?
To me, I don't think there's anything to it. I think she's just saying she's single. She has time on her hands just like I do.
Don't ever say that on TikTok.
I'll say it on TikTok.
Okay. Put a video together today and... I have to do about a minute and a half, and we'll see how many death threats you get by tonight.
Well, that's the
Matt.
I mean, I think that
she's cute, isn't she?
I mean, she doesn't look bad.
Okay,
she's not all that good looking.
Yeah. What kind of taste do you have?
I like the Jessica Simpson kind of style.
This is reality. Yeah, good looking, don't you think? Yeah. Okay.
I think that the people who gave her death threats are probably just... I don't even know.
I'd let her make me shakshuka anytime.
I looked up what shakshuka was because I've never heard of it before.
I knew you were Googling shakshuka.
Yeah, no, I was like, what is this? Apparently it's like a traditional Middle Eastern breakfast with like poached eggs.
Oh, I'll go over to her house. Hey, you keep those biscuits and gravy. I'll take the shakshuka.
Oh, Lord.
So what is it? What is in shakshuka?
It's like poached eggs and like... some kind of red sauce with, like, peppers and
things
like that.
Sure. All right, Pastor Craig, we all heard it earlier. That's the first time you've heard it. What do you think? And by the way, why it all turned into craziness was conservative Matt Walsh apparently took big issue with this, and some others took issue with this, and that's why she got death threats, and Mark Cuban came to her defense. That's how big that blew up.
And you know, here's what's interesting. Here's exactly what Matt Walsh said. I'm going to have it up on my screen here in just a second.
As they say, the rest of the story.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay, ready? Sorry about that.
Now, who is Matt Walsh?
Matt Walsh, he's a conservative blogger.
All right, here we go. Matt Walsh.
Okay, he said, her life doesn't revolve around her family and kids.
What, did we have a technical difficulty over here?
We had a technical difficulty over here. Bear with me.
Her wife does not revolve
her
around...
doesn't revolve around...
Well, she doesn't have kids, is the problem.
Right, no.
Right. I think there's more to it than that. I think he said more than
basically
that.
Basically what it was is her life doesn't revolve around kids and a husband and... All she's showing us is how depressing her life is. That's all he said.
Was she showing? I think she's showing her life is happy.
Well, yeah. He was taking the, you know, you know, to him it's depressing. You know, it's depressing.
But why come down on her at all? I don't even understand.
Well, I don't think he came down on her. I mean, he just, you know, said, hey, her life doesn't revolve around kids and basically... That's depressing.
Why?
Not depressing to me.
Well, yeah, I don't want kids.
No, okay. And actually, what he said was, her life doesn't revolve around kids and a family. Her life revolves around TV and something else.
Oh, so it was a dig.
So it was a present. So yeah. And that's depressing. Okay.
So it was a dig.
Yeah, but so.
Now, why do you need to make that dig?
A lot of people don't want kids and be married and stuff.
Yeah, but I just don't understand. I mean, why did that video spark any? Taking a dig, she's not famous. She's not political. Apparently, he's a conservative blogger.
Yeah.
Well, what about that irritated him so much?
People just...
I don't think it irritated him. He spent 2 minutes talking about it. He spent one
So that
minute.
Was it.
Actually, he never talked about it. He just sent out a tweet.
Why so, but that
people,
was it.
Yeah.
That Why was can't it. People mind their own business?
What I don't get is... So, he commented about, hey, she's... You know, her life centers around TV and whatever... How depressing is that?
I think he's calling her self-centered is what...
Well, obviously she is self-centered. She even said...
Oh, Pastor, I don't think she's self-centered.
Sure, she did. She made the comment about... She made the comment about, play it again. I'll pull out that. I mean, it's... It's obviously she's self-centered. Because what she's describing that she's doing, you know?
But she's just doing things that people would do who are not married and have kids.
Right, but she said something in there, something about focusing on myself or
right.
whatever. That's kind of self-centered.
Well, aren't you supposed to focus on yourself, Pastor?
No.
Why?
Why? Because then you become self-centered. You self-absorb.
No, I disagree with that.
You got a problem with it? With
I'm glad you're in the middle
calling,
over there.
You got a problem with calling doing what you want to do being self-centered?
No, everybody has to focus on themselves. Because if you don't have yourself, you ain't gonna have nothing.
Well, I disagree with you.
Yeah,
that's the problem we have when people are focused on themselves. You know, the world is bigger than you.
Well, I don't know if it's bigger than Sean.
Yeah, that is.
just a joke.
No, I'm just saying, because you have to focus on yourself, because you know you have your health and everything else.
Okay, you have to take care of yourself. You have to be concerned about yourself. But if your whole life is focused on yourself, yeah, that's a problem.
Well, yeah, that is. I don't think
that's what she was saying. I think she was saying she's working on herself, and she ties it in a bow by saying, "I'm not conforming to society's norms that I should be married at 29 and that I should have kids." I think that's what she's saying,
and she describes everything that she does. You know, getting out of bed at 10 o'clock and getting her breakfast and all that. That's kind of self-focused, especially when you have to go onto social media and tell everybody what you do.
But isn't that what social media is?
Yeah, and that's exactly what social media is. And really, social media, for the most part, is everybody focused on themselves.
Right, but why? I mean, isn't that, though, what Matt Walsh went to criticize her? Twitter? Can we say he's self-involved?
No, I don't think so.
Went to Twitter.
Well,
send out a tweet. Stop tweeting.
So if somebody is out there on Twitter, you can't comment about it?
Whether you think
it's good or bad?
No,
I mean, all he did was comment. Obviously, you know, his opinion was, this is bad. And he commented about that.
And her opinion on social media was, I have a good life because I didn't conform to the standard. But I don't think that makes her any more self-centered than him, if that's what social media does.
Okay.
I just don't know what the self-centeredness is. But maybe Matt can jump in here in a second. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I think what she was talking about, she doesn't comply with social norms. She does what she is doing, you know, for herself. And, you know, how many times has your parents said, you know, when are you going to give me a grandkid?
That's it. And I think that's exactly what she's talking about.
Exactly. Well, you learn to love.
Matt, tell us about your mother at 19 and what she's saying to you.
So I have no interest in getting married nor having a kid, and my mom always be telling people that I'm not gonna have a grandkid. None of my kids want kids.
And Sean, how many times over the years have somebody tried to fix you up with somebody? You don't need to be alone. That's what this woman's rallying against.
Right.
I don't think that makes her self-centered.
Feels, is normal. And that's not normal for everybody.
Let her make her shakshuka.
You're 40 years old and not married, Society doesn't think that's right,
Doesn't it? The way the numbers are going, they're in my favor at this point.
You should get married or at least,
You know what? I don't want to see anybody on there say, I'm married, I'm happy, everything, because I know that's a lie.
Well, what about the people that get married and have kids, but it's still all for themselves?
Well, of course it's for themselves. Marriage is one of the most self-centered things I think you can do.
Yeah.
We'll come back in on this.
Pastor's about to
bust a blood vessel after that one. Thanks, caller.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are open. Go ahead, caller. Or go ahead, Pastor. We got rid of the caller.
What did you say? Marriage is
one of the most self-centered.
That's a marriage that's not going to work.
That's more than 50%.
Yeah, but if you go into that marriage being self-centered, it's not going to work.
Because my concept of marriage is that what is happening is you wanted that other person. That's very self-centered. You want to keep them away from somebody else. That's self-centered. You're getting paperwork done so they can't leave very easily. That's self-centered. You're going on a honeymoon for yourself just for the fact that you got paperwork done. That's self-centered. I believe those are all very self-centered. Until death do us part.
Everything you mentioned there is self-centered, and everything you mentioned there is not what the purpose of marriage was.
But it's what it is today.
I know. But I'm just saying, that wasn't the purpose. That's not
the
purpose.
Oh, not the biblical purpose, no. And I agree with you. If we were still going by the biblical purpose, we'd probably have a 75% married rate. But that's not what marriage is today.
Unfortunately.
So it's a self-centered proposition.
And it's unfortunate because marriage was instituted by God. So he's the one that defined it. So when we've come, as you say, that's not the purpose of marriage today, that's why they don't work.
Well, isn't it odd that we marry somebody and now, we've talked about this on the show and we're not going to go back into this area because we had a long discussion weeks ago, but an affair, what is an affair? That is all centered upon marriage. So you are going outside of your marriage. So really, you have created a bond with this person that is self-centered. You are mine. You are to talk to me about this and nobody else. And if you do, there's a problem. That's self-centered. You wouldn't say to a friend, you can only talk to me about that, nobody else.
Right. That is self-centered, and being self-centered is a problem.
Right.
And it doesn't really matter what you're talking about, whether you're talking about this gal who chooses not to be married and make a big deal about it, if you choose to, in your job, be a self-centered person. Anytime you are a self-centered person, that is a problem.
I just think the indication from the blogger there that she's self-centered because she doesn't have kids and that she... that is not what her life is revolving around. Because if you said your life revolved around your kids... I don't think somebody would call you self-centered. They'd say you're dealing with your kids. When she says she's working on herself and watching these shows and learning how to make shakshuka, I think that's bettering yourself. That's not self-centered.
It's self-centered because she's making a decision not to be married and to not have kids. That's being self-centered.
But I think that's just a choice, isn't it?
Yeah, sure, it's always a choice, but... again, it's being self-centered because, again, that's not the purpose that we're here.
See, here's the interesting thing.
So we're here to have kids?
That is the whole purpose that we as human beings are here. We were created, and part of that is once we were created, we were to be, God's plan was a man and a woman should be married and raise a family. That's the whole purpose on a human level. Why we're here is to procreate. You know, if it was about not, you know, choosing not to get married and choosing not to have kids, you know, that's not the best way for the human race to flourish.
So it's I'm self-centered for not having kids and getting married. Is that what you tell me, Pastor?
Now we've come to this.
No, is that true? Is that what you're...
If you've made a conscious decision not to be married and not to have kids, strictly for the because of your own reasons, it's not in the grand scheme of what God's plan was. Now, I admit that there are probably some people that should not be married, okay? And I think, you know, that's okay. It boils down to if you make a decision not to be married, not to have kids, you know, that's fine. But to, you know, go public about it and make a big deal about it, yeah, I mean, you're getting to be self-absorbed.
I always thought myself not having kids and not being married was the least selfish thing I ever did, because I had good reasons for both of those things. I thought if I had kids that I would be a helicopter parent and not very good at it, and I think I would have neglected other things, or I would have neglected the kid, which would have been bad. So that was always my reason for not having kids. And number two for not having kids was I never found a girl that I wanted to be with a long period of time, so I thought that was bad. And then when it comes to marriage, I didn't get married because, frankly, the women were nice enough, but they were not, in my mind, somebody I want to spend my life with. So why get into it just like most people do, jump in and then jump out 4 or 5 years later? I thought I was making a very giving, not self-centered thing. You know what? For 5 years, you're mine. And if you go outside of this, heads are going to roll. And I'm making a kid just so I can keep the family name going on. I thought those were unselfish acts.
From your perspective, yeah. But you got to understand, it goes back to what was the basic design. So if you approach it from God's design, God's purpose, maybe you would find the right person that would be married. Maybe you would have a different perspective on how to be a better parent as opposed to being a helicopter parent.
But don't you think 3 marriages and you're out? Like 3 strikes and you're out. I mean, stop bothering people.
Depending on the reasons why you got married, maybe after the first one, it's...
Right, and that's the problem here, is to me, that's much more appalling than what this woman said. That's much more self-centered than what this woman said.
Well, I don't... You want to put gradation on the self-centeredness? Okay, maybe, but self-centered is self-centered.
Appalling is... I'm talking about the self-centered nature. They're not appalling people. I'm just saying clearly something went wrong in there. Again, I've said it before, they have a character flaw. Mm-hmm. If you continue to do that for some reason. Now, Sean, you want in here.
So, if you get... if you get a divorce, is that self-centered too? Because God really, in God's in religion, you're not supposed to get divorced at all.
Right, you're not supposed to.
So is that self-centered?
You're supposed to do whatever it takes to make it right.
Yeah.
Both people got to have a desire to make it right and got to work on making it right. But if they're not going to do that part of it, they're just going to say, forget it. Yeah, that would be self-centered, because it would be a better thing to try and work it out.
Gotcha.
You know, Matt, you haven't said anything. Go ahead.
I mean, I think there's a fair chance it's a far shot, because it's a stretch. But hear me out. Maybe the lady's not happy with her life, because she did say in the video that when I'm getting a little too hard on myself for not having kids or being single, I just think, man, what would I rather be doing right now? It's almost like she's talking herself into thinking this is how she wants it to be.
There you go. Right, I don't think she's self-centered. I think in a way, she's very... She's looking at her life like most people don't, in a very observatory way. And she's saying, you know, a lot of people are coming down on me for this. I don't need to be down on myself just because I'm not married and I don't have kids. And these are the positives of not being married and having kids for me. That's all.
Okay.
But I don't think it deserved death threats.
Well, I don't think it deserved death threats either. But, you know.
If I'm being honest, I don't think it deserves death threats. I don't think Matt Walsh needed to really comment on it, nor do I think the other man needed to defend it.
Well, the problem is if Matt Walsh hadn't done that, and I don't want to lay this all on him because some other people jumped in, but he was the leader. Had he not done that, I don't know that death threats would have happened. There are a bazillion TikTok videos that I'm sure are similar to this. Why he singled her out, I don't know.
But that doesn't make him responsible for the death threats.
No, it doesn't make him responsible for it. I just don't know why he didn't mind his own business on this particular issue. If I said something, if my intention...
These people who have a platform comment on all kinds of people and all kinds of people's activities. I mean, people on these platforms comment on Beyonce, you know, activities, good and bad. They comment on Andrew Tate, good and bad.
Right.
What's the difference between commenting on Beyonce or Andrew Tate or Joe Rogan or what President Trump does and commenting on that woman? There's no difference. They're commenting on what people say and do and what right. their take is.
But I'm sure she's not the only... That is not a big leap, what she said. It's not a big statement. And she is... We don't even know her name. Most of society doesn't. So that's why when you say Beyonce or Oprah Winfrey or any of the other people you just mentioned, we know who they are, and they're in the spotlight, and they can afford bodyguards, and they can make those statements because they have a public forum. I don't know why he chose a woman who is clearly anonymous. Because
she's on TikTok.
With a billion other people.
Yeah, and there's other no-name people on TikTok that get commented all the time about their behavior. Like the woman at some college graduation who grabbed the microphone out of the school administrator's hand and made a big deal about this was her day and this is going to be my day and I'm going to say what I want to say. People commented about that. She was a no-name person.
Well, I do want to make sure I say I don't think Matt Walsh is responsible for the death threats, but I think he did cause them. Because I think had he not commented on it, it wouldn't have exposed it to so many people and made them think, oh, well, here's this self-centered woman who just blah, 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 and people are crazy. You know, it's like when you go to these rallies, I'm sure the politicians do not want somebody to go kill their opponent. But you know what? Sometimes, like in Arizona, somebody like Gabby Giffords gets shot in the head when you put, what do they call those? The marks for the guns. What are they called? Hash marks, hashtags? What are those things? The target signs. When you're going to shoot a gun.
A target.
Yeah, but it's called something else. But anyway, that was during the healthcare debate, and there were some politicians who sent out literature on people who voted for the healthcare bill with those targets on them. And guess what? Somebody opened fire on her, and she's... Now, is it their fault? No, they're not going to go to jail for that. But was it a wise decision to do that? No. But it's America. I guess you can say what you want.
So why did she put this up to the start with? She just wanted to tell her story?
Well, I mean, what I don't even understand is why what she said was a big deal. I don't even know why anybody would take the time to comment on it.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, a lot of people commented on it. You know, he comments on two sentences on TikTok, and then the media goes berserk because he made a comment about it. You know, these people are in the business of commenting on things all the time.
I think the death threats are what made it a story.
Yeah, and it's ridiculous that anybody would send her a death threat. I mean, what Matt Walsh said was really no big deal.
Well, I guess here's my question. If it wasn't what Matt Walsh said, shining light on her video,
right?
Would anybody have made a death threat? Would any of the billions of videos on TikTok, would anybody have even known that existed?
I don't know.
I doubt it. We know who Matt Walsh is. We don't know who she is.
Right.
So and that's why...
And what did her death threat say? How many did she get?
We could look that up.
I mean, I'd be interested in knowing.
Bet you got one is too many.
And then the things that I would be interested in knowing, those people that sent her the death threats, have they sent other people death threats? I mean, these are, you know, lunatics in my mind.
Seriously. But what is a death threat? I'm not even sure what she say that was so awful.
Well, what was the death threat? I mean,
well,
what
I'm
is
kill
a
you, I guess.
I guess. I mean, but, you know.
Has to be a death in there somewhere.
I guess, but what?
I've never heard something so unobjectionable get a death threat.
Well, why don't she just take the video down?
Well, I mean, because that would be giving in. That right there is, you know, oh. You know, see, that's the coward's way out, I think, and I think this woman's sticking to her guns, and good for her.
Well, yeah.
So let's do a top 10 list. Have a little fun with the popcorn festival here. Alrighty, let's get the drum roll going. Ah, that worked good this week. Okay, top 10 reasons to go to the Marion Popcorn Festival.
It's free.
Yeah, from the home office in Columbus, Ohio. Number 10, because you enter the Orville Redenbacher Lookalike Contest. You have no idea who that is, do you, Matt?
I do.
Oh, you do? You know who Orville is?
Yeah.
Do you know the name brand, or do you know the actual man?
I know the name brand of popcorn.
Number 9. If your photo is taken, you may be on the front page of next month's Marion Star. They'll get you right in under the wire. Right in under the wire. To see the new Chad Clark tribute band. Oh, absolutely. Chad Clark, big star on this station. Number 7. To shake paws with Joker, the retiring police dog. Oh, of course you got to go down there and see Joker. Number 6, to be in the Colin Ray mosh pit. Well, I'm sure there will be one of those going on tonight down there at the festival. Top 10 reasons to go to the Marion Popcorn Festival. Number 5, to see the parade Grand Marshal Warren Groundhog Hardy. Oh, I did not know he was the Grand Marshal this year. I thought he only came out on February 2nd. Number 4, to see the world's largest popcorn ball. Oops, never mind. You're right, there's no popcorn at the Popcorn Festival. Number 3, the Popcorn Festival has become the official sponsor of the April 2024 solar eclipse. I did not know that. Who knew about that? Number 2, to see if you can find the mayoral candidates. That's a good reason to go down there. Sometimes they're there, sometimes they're not. And the number 1 reason to go to the Marion Popcorn Festival, to have great fair food like the new chocolate-covered deep-fried Tur pizza. There you go. And Thanksgiving's right around the corner. I wonder what Bob is going to come up with for Thanksgiving this year, because we had the Tur pizza 2 years ago, which was the turkey pizza. Last year, we had the pumpkin pie pizza, which was delicious. This year, cranberry pizza. I think that's the... Oh, Pastor went crazy on that one. Listen, we had a fruitcake pizza here last year.
That would be good.
Oh, that could have.
That would be good.
That could peel paint off the walls.
Oh, no.
That was horrible.
That would be good.
Because we said we would talk about it here, why not? Okay, the whole story, here it is in a nutshell, and we'll go from there. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who's 81 years old, has frozen for the second time in a press conference. When asked if he was going to run for office again, if you haven't seen the video, he completely freezes. An aide has to come in, stop the press conference, so on and so forth. An attending physician for Congress says he has no signs of seizures, stroke, or Parkinson's. Says it's dehydration. The Republicans seem to be split on this. Mitt Romney and Lindsey Graham said let him stay. But Rand Paul, who actually is a doctor, says this is not dehydration. Something more is going on here. You have something to say? It looks like you have something to say.
Oh, I was just doing my impression of Mitch
McConnell.
Oh,
is that Mitch McConnell? Oh, yeah, don't answer what I say, because that's a Mitch McConnell right now. Yeah, and Nikki Haley got all the attention for this, for going on television after this. And she's a Republican, by the way, Republican presidential candidate. And her two quotes were, the Senate is the most privileged nursing home in the country, and anybody over the age of 75 should have to take a mental competency test. So there's the story as you have it. Matt, what do you think?
I think that all the people who want Mitch McConnell taken out of office just wait. Like, he'll probably either not run next year, or if he does run, I don't know that he'll be elected because of this.
This is all this man's life. He's running again. I know people think he's
crazy.
Not. Why do you think that he is not, by the way, Senate Minority Leader, I want to correct that too, he is the Senate Minority Leader. He's not even resigning from that position, which is the head of the Republicans in the Senate, after two of these spells.
Can't we impeach him?
Well, no, because, no. I mean, what has he done?
He can't do his job.
Well, that would be the people of Kentucky who would have to deal with that. And he's not going to lose an election in Kentucky, and I don't believe he'd lose a primary.
Maybe I need to call Kentucky. Call up Kentucky.
People don't care. People vote for the R and the D. So what do you think, Pastor?
I think, well, I know he's not going to resign as minority leader. He's not going to He's going to finish out his term. I really don't think he'll run again. I really don't think so. I know he had a perfect opportunity to say whether or not he was going to run.
That was the question.
And but I think probably, I imagine probably in January, we'll probably get an announcement that he's not going to seek re-election.
Is there any irony in that that was the question he froze on?
Yeah.
I mean, I think the reason he froze on it to be... I think there is something clearly going on there more than dehydration, and I'm no doctor.
No, I agree.
But I think the reason he froze on that question is because he doesn't know the answer, and his body went into whatever shock or stress that... You know, and I think that's why... If it was no or yes and he was for sure, he would have said it.
Right.
And I think that's what sent him over the edge.
Yeah, I would agree.
So I don't think he is saying he's... I think he wants to run more than anything.
But he probably does, but I don't think he will. I honestly don't think
he will. This is the man who... Oh, I don't... He's just... He's been very, very, very fervent.
When it comes to the station, it's time to get off.
Yeah, when the train comes to the last stop, get off. But I don't know. Not everybody always knows when to get off. And the problem is, if he thinks the people will elect him, that's the thing.
I have a feeling. His family won't let him run again.
Well, it's all going to depend on if we ever find out what's wrong with him. Because I find it fascinating that they said dehydration, because I don't believe it is dehydration. So that's the tick to me that he is going to run again. Because if they can say it's dehydration, he'll say, well, just get me some water, and I'll be fine to go right along.
I don't think they want to say anything about him not running again until they know who is going to run as his replacement. Who's going to be...
So you think he's not running strictly for health reasons?
I think he's running strictly for health reasons, and I guarantee you that the Republican Party in Kentucky is working on handpicking who they want to be to run in the primary.
Well, the big problem here, though, is what about these Nikki Haley comments? Because that's not, I mean, it did come from the Mitch McConnell incident.
Well, there again, I disagree with Nikki Haley. Imagine that.
Yeah, but what is she saying? I mean, has she not been to the Senate?
No, she. It was just a chance for her to slam the Senate, because you've got three senators at least, but three that we know of that cannot fulfill their duties as senator. They're incapacitated mentally, and so she's just slamming it, saying, you know, it's the whatever she said about the best kept nursing home,
most privileged nursing home.
Right. I mean, it's just a chance to slam.
But this is a woman running for president, and let's, you know, it's a long shot right now, but let's say she becomes president. She's got to work with these people who she just said were the most privileged nursing home.
That's why I say they you know, it's you know, perfect examples. Chris Christie. He would rather get a shot on somebody than say something that would be more presidential, or, you know, he'd rather take his shot at somebody or a group of people than worry about what the consequences would be later on.
I don't think Chris Christie wants to be president. I think Chris Christie is trying to point out the hypocrisy that he believes is in the Republican Party on a national stage right now.
Well, he's... I don't know if he's the best one to do that himself, but, you know.
Because clearly, with his polls, and that he's not trying to raise money that hard, and his big thing is to go on television and just beat the tar out of the Republicans, he doesn't want to be president. Yeah.
But to go back to Nikki Haley, what she said, you know, all right, so you take your shot at somebody, but then what you offer is not reasonable. You know, she said, mental competency test for 75-year-old. Well, that doesn't make any sense. They're elected by the voters. That's up to the voters.
Yeah. What do you think? I've never seen a cup stick to somebody's arm like that. An arm. Sean hit his plastic cup from McDonald's and it stuck to his arm.
So we're trying to have a radio show, and you're doing a magic sideshow.
Hey, what are you doing over there? So what do you think?
I just think they just need to get him out of there somehow or whatever.
Well, we're talking more about Nikki Haley, though, right now, and the most privileged nursing home in the country, and should everybody have a mental competency test?
Oh, I think so.
You think they should?
Oh, yeah, I think they should. Yeah, absolutely.
But where do we start that?
Probably.
Why 75? Why not 70?
Well, why not 40?
Yeah, I mean, See, that opens up the big question then. Okay, well, when do you have it? When are they required?
You know, I think doctors, lawyers, teachers, maybe. I mean, depending on what's going on. But I don't understand for elected officials because you don't have to vote for them.
Right.
You want a crazy in there, vote crazy in.
Right.
Well, I mean, what's the age you have to move into the nursing home again? What's the age?
Well, do you ever have to move into a nursing home?
No, that nursing home that she's talking about. There's an age limit.
No, she's not talking about a nursing home. She's making a joke.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about there is a nursing home in that Senate area, right?
No. Not that I'm aware of.
I thought there was.
No.
For, like,
she's making
the
a joke.
And everything go.
No. She's calling the actual Senate a nursing home.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She, oh, I misunderstood.
Yeah, she's referring to that as a nursing
home.
Oh,
okay. Okay.
Because they're older.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood that.
Which they're not, I don't think, on the whole. I mean, they're not, the majority of people in the Senate are not in their 80s.
No.
So I don't get that either, what she's even saying. What do you think, Matt?
I think that she should probably, I think if you were going to run for president, bashing the Senate's probably not a good strategy, because if you do somehow manage to win presidency, I don't think the Senate's going to want to work with you.
Why is she going after Mitch McConnell, though? I don't understand that. He's the Senate Minority Leader of her own party, and I don't quite get that.
I don't either.
Maybe she's jealous of him.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. It seems like one of those false equivalency things again, where she's using the Mitch McConnell story to take a jab. This is the same woman who said that Biden was going to die in office. I mean, what is this woman's fixation on age? As far as I'm concerned, she might die in office if she keeps saying stuff like this.
There you go.
I mean, stop. I mean, what is wrong with her?
She just wants to stir up stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, what is her fixation on age? I mean, this is the second time she's done it. Faux pas.
I mean, how old is she?
Well, that's probably why she's fixated on age, is because she is one of the younger candidates.
She's probably, what, in her 30s or 40s?
I just don't think, I don't know what her fascination with age is in people. Does she want to say, all the old people need to go and I need... We need to take our spot? Well, vote them out. Be better than them.
Be better than they are.
Well, I guess. I mean, convince the voters that you're better.
Well, I mean, that's where the world's going anyways. Is the older people are leaving and younger people are coming in.
She's 51.
51.
Okay.
Wow. I mean, 51's I mean, you're not, like, no old, chicken. But you're not... Yeah, but
I
want to
know
when
she's 81. I hope this woman stays around long enough to be in office when she's 81, and then somebody goes back and points this out to her.
She's 51. Mike Pence is 64. Ron DeSantis is 44. Tim Scott is 57. Chris Christie is 61. Vivek Ramaswamy is 38. Asa Hutchinson is 72.
Oh.
So he's getting close to that point.
Watch out.
Watch out. And, yeah.
See, I don't get it. I just
What's
don't
the,
understand what
Indian
she's saying.
Guy call again? What's his name?
Vivek Ramaswamy.
Yeah. He's a well good speaker, though. I watched his...
I don't think Indian guy's politically correct anymore. I don't think so. Indigenous people is where we're at now with
that. Indigenous people?
And I don't think that...
But he's not...
He's not a Native American. We don't say Indian, do we?
Well, his family's from India, the country.
So do we say Indian?
Indians.
I thought we'd say from India.
Well, either way, I mean, it would be proper to call him Indian because he's not the indigenous people that are here in America.
Right.
He's from the country of India.
But I'm saying I don't know that we would refer to nationality in that particular way. Would we? Maybe we would. Who knows?
I mean, if he was from Belgium, we'd call him a Belgian.
She's the woman. He's the Indian. She's the American. Is that what we do? I don't know.
Why can't we call him Indian? I don't understand.
Well, because I think you wouldn't refer to a candidate as
that Indian guy.
Or he's the fat one. Or he's the...
That's Chris Christie.
Let's see, there you go. And here in line, she's the woman.
Right.
You know? And with Nikki Haley, she's the...
Yeah.
You know?
There you go. She's the what?
Yeah, that's right.
I thought he was going to get a
Well, yeah. You got to stick around. Listen close.
And Asa Hutchinson, he's that 72-year-old guy.
He's the old one.
He's the old one.
I think it's the labeling that I think is the problem. What do you think?
I do think it's kind of funny that she points out aging people because she is herself getting up there in age.
51's getting up there in age.
I mean, Ron DeSantis is 40-something.
When do you give somebody a mental competency test? That's what I want to know. Give her one.
I think if you're going to give somebody a mental competency test, you got to give everybody one.
Yeah, give her
one. So, like, it's just like a, you win, and it's like, here's your test, you gotta take this.
I can think of some people under the age of 65 who wouldn't pass mental competency tests who are running for office, who are in office right now.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. I don't want to bring this up again, but years ago, we've seen some serious faux pas by people in the public who were running for major office. You know, big faux pas on stage. You know, when Bill Clinton said that he never inhaled, I think that was a faux pas he wished he wouldn't have done. When Sarah Palin was asked what magazine she read and said she'd have to get back to the reporter on that, I think that was probably not the best moment of her life. I don't know that it means they're mentally incompetent.
Why?
Katie Couric did a famous interview with Sarah Palin where she said, "What newspapers do you read every day?" And Sarah Palin couldn't name one. She said, "I'll have to get back to you."
Oh, she's picking on your girl, man.
Oh, come on.
I know.
Now, come on.
Go ahead.
Defend your woman. Defend her.
I'm not going to defend her, but I don't understand how that's like.
That's not relevant, right?
No, not really.
That's not relevant? That you can't tell me what newspaper you read?
I don't read a newspaper.
That's not exactly a hardball question.
I don't read a newspaper.
If you're running for vice president, you better read a newspaper.
If you're asking me what newspaper I read, I'm always going to tell you, I don't.
That's an answer. She said, I'll have to get back to you.
I mean...
It's like, what's her name who ran a few years ago? I forget what her name was. But they asked her in a debate, they said, because she was running on changing the Supreme Court. And they said, well, which Supreme Court decisions that are currently before the Supreme Court do you disagree with? And she says, I don't really know. I'll have to get back to you. You can't do that in a debate. You can't do that in an interview when you're running for national office.
Yeah, you got to know your stuff.
Yeah, you don't do that. She would have been better off to say, I don't read any papers. It wouldn't have sounded very good, but at least it would have been an answer.
That's right.
I mean, I just don't read newspapers because, like, there's articles on the internet. And you just read, like, three or four of those.
Days, this was 2008. Less of that going on in those days.
Oh, I see, okay.
Yeah, pretty soon they ain't going to be known in newspaper anymore.
And the candidate for the vice president couldn't say what she was reading.
That's always fun.
Didn't help her. There was a downhill slide after that for Sarah Palin. And I know that Katie Couric, that was not a gotcha question. What newspapers do you read? That's not exactly hardball.
No.
So it was unfortunate.
Even though I could have made up something like that, I could have said
Mary Star.
Well, why didn't you say the Daily Alaskan or USA Today or New York Times?
Anchorage News.
Should have just picked one.
Anything.
That's right.
I mean, she could have said LA Times, whatever. Time Magazine.
The Gnome Dome.
She just couldn't say anything, and that's when people started to look at her and say, ooh, maybe she's just all a winker.
I mean, you could at least come up with the New York Times. I mean, that's famous. Right.
Yeah, that was a really... That's when she was saying things like she could see Alaska from her porch. Or Russia. She could see Russia from her porch.
Oh, yeah, you can.
And she meant her back porch.
Yeah, her back porch. Yeah. And then she did some other bizarre things in that run. And I, you know what? The media was probably hard on her, but... They were really strange answers to things.
She lived in the high mountain.
Do you remember the press conference she got up in? And she's running with the oldest man at that time to ever run, John McCain, and she got up right in front of his wife and said, was making fun. She was saying, well, Joe Biden, who was the vice president at the time, she said, you know, I remember reading about all the things he did when I was in high school, and she's running with the oldest man to ever run. And the wife looked at that and was like, what?
Are you ready for this?
Yeah,
that's what she used to do.
Then she just
used to wink at him.
I mean, she was not a national politician. She was the mayor or the governor of Alaska, and I think she should have been prepped a little better.
Yeah.
I mean, she was easy on the eyes, don't get me wrong.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Don't have to read any newspaper, just be a little easy on the eyes.
That got John McCain 5 million votes.
That's true.
That election was only called about 2 minutes after 11 o'clock, and she was back to Alaska, and no more of her. She had to resign as governor a few months after that, and John McCain went back to the Senate. So there you go.
Why didn't she just run as a senator?
I think she has tried, and her career has pretty much been downhill all after that. She couldn't even win the primary last thing she tried to run for. She's in a bad way.
Wow.
She really became...
But that's okay, man. You can, yeah. You can still like her.
You can still like her. You still get the hots for her. I like Mrs. What's her name there? I don't know her name.
The lady TikTok on the
TikTok woman. Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, is that proper to call her a TikTok woman?
Well, what is her name?
I think she is the lady on TikTok.
Her name's Crystal. She runs for office.
Crystal something, I think it is.
No. Her last name was...
Meth?
Moozer.
Crystal Meth?
Moozer. Guess who's going to be at the Popcorn Festival tonight?
Oh, we already know.
Colin Ray.
So here's a little bit of that before we wrap the show up today. The beat of a different drum. The funny thing is that I hear the same one. We both like the color outside of the line. We're peas in a pod, girl, we're two of a kind. I said, I think I love you. You said, what's not to love? But I wasn't quick enough. I guess while I was thinking, you were reading my mind. Cause you wrapped your arms around me and you pressed your lips to mine. You set my head a spinning just like a tilted world. That's when I knew you were my kind of.
You set my head a spinning just like a tilted world. Well, those are lyrics, aren't they, Matt?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's song. That's music. What do you think, Pastor?
Yeah.
You ever had your head spinning like a tilt a whirl?
No, I can't say.
Neither have I. I don't even know what that means.
For some reason, it reminds me of the song "Deeper Than the Holly." You ever heard that one?
Oh yeah, that was sung by Randy Travis.
You know, he had a horrible stroke.
He did.
I don't think he can do much anymore. Poor man. In any event, we'll be back tonight here live. Matt, Sean, myself, Carrington. We'll have a good show tonight. Lots to talk about. Heaven knows. And. What happened?
No, my phone's
ringing. Oh, I thought you were disgusted with us.
No.
Why are these guys?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. My phone's ringing, and my son knows that. Well, anyway.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. What a fun. Oh, did we learn anything today? What did you learn, Sean? There's no Senate nursing home. Let's start right off the top.
No, I learned that. Let's see. What did I learn? I probably learned that, yeah, we definitely need to. Had that guy out of the office. That's what I learned.
No, that's an opinion. Yep. What do you think, Matt?
I learned that Sarah Palin was the vice president, well, I guess the vice president electee for John McCain.
Oh, you didn't know who she was?
I mean, I knew she was governor of Alaska. I didn't know she
oh,
was...
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how we knew her. We don't usually know the governor of Alaska. She got all that publicity for Governor of Alaska.
I don't know, man.
Man, that Governor of Alaska who's hot up there, who does a lot of winking.
You look her up, and it just says former Governor of Alaska.
Well, they don't even want to put that vice presidential run on there. It was so horrendous. What do you think, Pastor? What did we learn today?
We learned today that it's okay to call Vivek Ramaswamy that Indian guy. He's from India, not... An American Indian.
If Sean can pronounce right now Vivek Ramaswamy, I'll eat this microphone.
How you say it
again? No, see, he couldn't do it. I knew he couldn't do it. I knew it.
Vivek Ramaswamy?
Not even close.
Not even close?
No. Oh. Vivek Ramaswamy.
Oh, that's all right.
There you go.
Just call him that Indian guy.
That Indian. So that's why he did it. Okay. If his name was Asa Hutchinson, you'd be fine. For Sean Kraft, Matt Morgan, Pastor Craig, it's been a lot of fun. Tune in with us tonight and stay tuned for much more great programming here on WGH Talk. We're heading for the dugout.
Also, ordinance authorizing the city safety director, the police department, and the fire department to accept and take all actions necessary to receive and administer the Ohio First Responder Recruitment, Retention, and Resolution.